Hi guys, so this is Adeyinka Black from Afin Creators and Co. Obviously, yeah, until this podcast. And yeah, basically I'm stuck. And the reason I'm telling you guys this is because I believe this is the reality of most creatives. You know that point where you just can't draw out of the well of that genius in you, like literally nothing. And come to think of it, actually, when I say creatives, I'm not talking about the norm of art students who couldn't make chemistry and physics a walk in the park, or even those folks who are endlessly swamped by demands of YouTube and TikTok content. No, I'm not talking about those guys. You see, the thing is that we actually all get served with the cup of creativity one way or the other, whether it is you're in your 9-to-5 job, because I even feel like if you're doing a 9-to-5, there are plenty of avenues to be creative, because one way or the other, you just have to prefer, you know, solutions to that are quite dynamic to whatever problems that have been brought to your table, so that you don't end up looking like a dummy and later on having the imposter syndrome. So that's just that about. And the thing is, even if you're an engineer, even a vet doctor here, and now someone might be asking, how does veterinary medicine, whatever they call them, how can you be creative with that? I don't know so much about vet doctors, but for engineering, which has to do with structures and shit like that, I believe creativity is art, and art cannot be misunderstood. And even if it's misunderstood, that in itself is the beauty of art and creativity. And with that being said, the thing is, although engineering is a highly scientific and technical profession, we all know that, I think creativity is woven throughout every step of engineering design processes. Now, the reason I'm saying this is that engineering designs combine, you know, creativity with innovative engineering techniques. So what they actually do is that they convert those new ideas into tangible forms where scientific knowledge is applied to solve problems of interest to the society. So you actually see we're all creatives, basically. Now, don't ask me how I know the shit. I just know stuff. But my point is, as creatives, we all get stuck. And you know that point where you just can't think of shit? Yeah, I'm talking about that. And when that happens, just know that you're experiencing a creative block. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. And I need you to understand that creative block is your worst enemy. And it can come from almost anywhere. So, like, I'm just saying this so that I can help you help me so that I don't get stuck next time. Make sense? Yeah, let's get right into it. So before we continue with the whole creative blocks thing and whatever it is we need to talk about today, please make sure you follow us on all our social media platforms. Like, I still wonder why so many people are enjoying this amazing content. Some of my think is amazing, but like, that's really your business. But I think like we're doing great at least. So please just follow us on social media. Just Twitter and Instagram, that's all. So on Twitter, it is TLBS_. For Instagram, it is D_Lumi_and_Black_show. I know there's too many underscores. I think creators and co, why did you guys do that? But anyways, back to my personal social media accounts. For Twitter, it is @Deyinka_Black. And for Instagram, it is @Deyinka_Black. So, you know, just follow me so that my followers can increase. Thank you very much. So back to creative blocks. The thing is, I feel for a creative professional, a creative block isn't just frustrating. It is potentially career damaging. And it becomes that way because, you know, when you rely on your creativity to pay bills and build your reputation, you really can't afford to be short of ideas or the energy to put them into action, you know. So, like, that's going to be crazy. But all creative blocks are not created equally, you know. There are different types of blocks and they require different kinds of solutions. And that is something that's easily forgotten when you're feeling stuck. So, you know, so based on how you're feeling, I put together some signs that you're experiencing a burnout. And, you know, so here are the symptoms. If you don't know the symptoms, we don't know what drugs to prescribe. So stay tuned. So So the first sign to show that you're experiencing a creative block or burnout is the obvious. You're thinking too much. Now, what we don't understand sometimes is that your brain can actually get in the way of your creativity, and that can happen when you're overthinking every single thing. You see, the way this thing works is that sometimes you're okay. Let's just for an example. As an example, you're thinking of editing a podcast episode, but you tell yourself, yo, I've done that already. You think of probably drawing a bird you see outside your window or stuff, and you're saying, oh, that's boring. What is happening is that you're stuck in your comfort zone of not doing anything, and you're consistently talking yourself out of taking a risk and creating something new. The problem, or what is responsible for that, I believe, is your inner critic, which is hyperdrive. You know, it is finding fault in every idea you have and stopping you from trying any of them. So the second symptom that you're experiencing a creative block is you're feeling too much. Your emotions, your inner world is getting in the way of your creativity. And this is where fear comes in. You know, you're afraid you do something terrible. You're afraid of what people would think. You're afraid, you know, you've made your best work and it's a downhill from here. Or you're afraid you will never make anything good. And so you procrastinate, you make excuses, and now you're not even making anything at all. And that's not good, especially if you pay bills with your creativity. The third sign that you're experiencing a creative block is your creative routine is not working. And your daily routine, you know, is stopping you from being able to do something tangible. It's either your schedule isn't working anymore, or something that just makes your routine not functional. And you don't have enough time to create, you know, you get sidetracked with other tasks or, you know, stuff, and you never get around to make anything tangible. And if you're like me, you want to be alone and focused when you create, but it's hard to do that if you probably have co-workers, your friends or spouses or kids who are constantly demanding for your attention. You know, it can be hard, honestly. So I'll move straight to the fourth symptom, which is, you know, probably there's a change, you know, that disrupts you, maybe a life change or something that just disrupts your whole life. And a big personal issue going on in your life is probably stopping you from being able to do something tangible. And maybe it's a relationship problem, health problem, or a death in the family. Or maybe you're moving from one part of the city to another. Just major changes can disrupt your schedule and decrease your ability to focus. So basically, that is that about the symptoms. So to these solutions for creative blocks, basically, because there's no point actually talking about the symptoms and not preferring some steps to actually tackle some of these things and to also help ourselves become better creatives and to just keep us more productive and whatever it is to do. So the first thing, the first solution to help with creative blocks is to try a digital detox. Now I know we're in a technological age and we had to do a lot of things on online and stuff like that, but sometimes you just need to go traditional, you know, to the basics. And many of us spend our days glued to the computer screen, and I know as creatives in a digital age we create most of our work digitally, but like I said, stick with the basics. Sometimes you just need to take a breather from the whole online thing and stuff like that. And just to chip this in, a typographer and graphic designer named Gerald Huerta, yeah, I think that's his name. He recommends that when you're stuck, walk away from the computer and draw. It will help you see, you know, it'll teach you how to see things. Now, he probably was just talking to artists, but for a more general audience such as this, I feel like he's, you know, he's right with this. Just stay away from the computer or whatever it is that's digital around you and just do something else. Number two solution is to remember that you cannot force creativity. Yo, this is so important to note. And if nothing seems to be working, here's a pro tip. Don't force it. Don't force it. Now, I need to make you understand that, you know, forcing it is just pointless. Now, Adam J. Kurtz, in his book which is titled Give Yourself Time to Look at Your Work with Fresh Eyes. What an amazing title. But anyways, he says in his book that, you know, forcing ourselves to be creative is pointless. It is not a manual skill that you either do or don't, but a series of emotional and mental tasks that sometimes just don't come together. And that is actually true. And everyone loses steam sometimes, and it's okay to walk away and try later on. And after you've given your brain a break, you know, you can always get back to do your normal stuff. You may be pleasantly surprised to see what happens after a little recharge time. Okay, so note that you cannot force shit. If you try and force it, your butthole will bleed. That's crazy, but like, anyways, so the third solution is find a new source of inspiration. Yeah, do something completely out of your comfort zone. You see, the thing about inspiration is that it's everywhere. Looking at other artists' work can be incredibly inspiring, whether it is your YouTuber, whether it is you're in your workplace, and you know, just doing something out of your space can actually inspire you. And especially if their work is different from what you're used to, that's now I'm talking about, you know, get inspiration from someone who's outside your space. It can be really inspiring. You need to immerse yourself in something new so that it can help you generate tons of ideas. Okay, now I'm just also gonna chip this in. I made mention of it before. It's a quote from Os Little, I think that's his name, Os Little, and he said, do something completely out of your comfort zone. Okay, so yeah, there is this, you know, there's obviously someone you probably admire, and you know, try putting yourself in your shoes and try again. You might learn something new, you know, while getting rid of your creative block. So that helps, I believe. The fourth thing I think you could do is to take a monotonous task. Yeah, in Nigeria, for most of us, there's no lie, many of us are houseboys and housegirls. We run incredible errands even more than the so-called helpers and butlers. Except you're a Davido. You were born with a golden spoon, not even a silver spoon. For me, I was not even born with a spoon and shit like that. You know, I was just born. But anyways, taking a monotonous task, this should not be far-fetched. This is not rocket science. Whether it is you're cleaning the house or going for a long run, go and wash that plate. Go and wash your father's car. Sometimes you just need to do something to clear your head. A simple methodical task is exactly what you need. So, you know, it gives your mind a break and it helps you to reboot and, you know, stuff like that. So go and wash plates. Go and wash plates. Oh, you're doing big boy and big gear. Go and wash plates. If you're in your office, there's no plates. Go and wash your ogre's car. If nobody has car in your office, I don't even understand what kind of office that would be. But anyways, just do something. You know, something that is repetitive, a repetitive task that does not require much cerebral activity. By the time you finish, I'm sure you'll be relaxed and be ready to tackle work again. So, and I think this should be like the final solution, which is very, very important. And that is take care of yourself. Wow. Many people don't listen to their body. You see, you need to listen to your body. And if you're finding yourself tense with pressure, giving, you know, you need to give yourself permission to abandon your struggle. Like, especially if you stay in Lagos again. Sometimes Lagos can suck life out of you. Lagos suck virtue. So imagine doing the whole 9-to-5 and doing creative stuff and having a side hustle. Bro, you will die. Okay? And your mama loves you. So sometimes you just need to take a breather, abandon all the work you have to do, breathe, eat a snack, up for a nap, or do something else. You know, be kind to yourself, please. Sometimes take care of yourself. You know, just taking care of yourself sometimes is all you need to recharge and just trigger that breakthrough you're looking for. Okay? So, Maneka, who is a designer, once said something, and is very crucial to the fostering of creativity, which is, she said, I don't know why, but I feel most creative if I have enough sleep. Ah, Sleep is very important for a creative, in fact, for people generally. Most Lagosians don't sleep, most Nigerians don't sleep because they're always hustling. And I understand the need to provide something for your family and for yourself. But you see, sometimes you always had to take care of yourself, not even sometimes. So that is that on creative blogs. I hope, you know, we've been able to, you know, share some things with you so that you can improve your lifestyle and productivity as a creative and even as a human being in general. You see, people in all lines of work need to practice a little self-care every now and then, and especially for creatives, it's quite important not to forget about your body. That's I think I'm revising this whole taking care of yourself thing because it's very important. And you know, in order to just get into the right frame of mind, you need to take care of yourself. And it's, I'd like to say something, that it's fairly easy to get stuck into a project and forget to eat and sleep. Eventually, that's always going to come around to bite you. So when you're tired, you know, just rest. A tired and hungry body will keep you from, you know, doing your best. And I've seen a lot of people where they really can't function if they don't eat. If I mention your name now, it's like a really bad person, but I know you. There's people that like sleep. They can sleep like they want to die, or like they can just sleep like as if it's a competition, you know. I know someone that should be sleep now. She wake up, they ask her, what do you feel like doing? I want to sleep. Are you not possessed? You know, so make sure you create space for your self-care in your daily routine. So that is that basically on TLPS today from Adeyinka Black from African Creatives & Co. And I hope we've been able to, you know, help tackle some of these things that affect people generally, a creative block. And with this few points of mine, I hope I've been able to confuse you, yes, and not convince you that creative block is real. And if you don't take care of yourself, you probably are going to die. And yeah, so that being said, I love you guys. Please take care of yourself. I hope I've been able, for those who thought I actually made a mistake, I hope I've been able to convince you and not confuse you, because people can be petty. They'll come to my handle now and say that I don't know how to do my job well. But anyways, I love you guys so much. So guys, take care of yourself, and please don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms so that we can get talking. You can follow me on Twitter at @Adeyinka_Black and on Instagram at @Adeyinka_Black. For TLPS on Twitter, it is TLPS_. For Instagram, for TLPS on Instagram, it is the_Lumi_and_Black_show. So let's get talking. Let's get, you know, let's just feel good, you know. So guys, that's the end of the show. I wish you guys all the best. Stay safe, and God bless you. God loves you. Bye.